Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
Hello, this is Brother Byron at Highland Baptist Church on the Holy Manna radio broadcast. And this week we've been talking with our good friend, Brother Jonathan Tharp, pastor at Outreach Baptist Church here in Knoxville. And hello, Brother Jonathan.
Hello, Brother Byron.
And we've been having some good conversations on church, the things of church, churches closing. We've been looking at some statistics that we've been saying are alarming. And while they are alarming, the Bible does tell us in these last days that things are going to get worse and worse. But as far as the church is concerned, we have a job to do. We can't stop doing that job. It's up to us because we are the body of Christ. While Christ is the head of the church, we are the body and we're the members and we're the ones to function and do the things the Lord tells us to do. Last time we talked about people are not being reached. The statistics said that 70% of unchurched people have never even been invited to church in their entire life. That is really crazy to even believe and think about. I know we put forth a whole lot of effort to try to reach people in our community. That's one of the things that I've seen a big change in, is how used to, like for example, back in 1942, I don't know, I was not alive back then, but back in 1942, this church was founded upon the principle that the community needed a church. There was not one in the community. And so my grandfather, Preacher Ed Spencer, along with some other folks, they prayed and asked the Lord to show them where they needed to build a church. And the Lord blessed them with this property here on Babley Road. And it was to reach the people in the community. And that was the way churches were established and founded, was to reach the people in the community. Well, today it seems that things are different. The dynamics of church attendance are people mostly from outside the community. And it seems like the local church in the community that people live in, they're not attending. And as we mentioned yesterday, we've tried to reach everyone in our immediate area, to come to church, and very few of those that we ever talk to will even come to church. And so I don't know, Brother Jonathan, what's your thoughts on that?
You know, I believe that we were talking that we still need to be there for them, but it is staggering to find out that, and I've seen this in my church, and that I pastor, and I'm sure you have too, that most of the people that come are outside of our own community.
Yeah.
But we still need to be the emphasis. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 teaches us we got to first start at home before we can reach anywhere else.
And, yeah.
And I'm thankful for the churches that do set in that, and there's especially so many churches today. We were talking yesterday about how churches are so close together. And yes, we can stand on the porch of our church and we see another church building. The good thing is, their pastor and us, we have a great relationship and we're all in it together, for the same reason. That's to reach the lost. But I do believe that it's important that we do stick close to where the church is and reach them. If we can't reach around us, how could we ever expect to go out into all the other world and be able to reach them?
Yeah, that's true. I am a huge supporter of missions. We support many missionaries, but just like Brother Jonathan said, missions begins at home. We need to, of course, first reach our own family, and then, we look to our neighbor, and then we reach out in the community and the neighborhood, and, eventually we go through the town and the county and the state, through the country, and then outside the country. And so the gospel is spread, just like Brother Jonathan was talking about there in the book of Acts, how they began there. Of course, in their immediate area. He said that you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem, which is where they were at, and in all Judea, which spread out further, and in Samaria. That was the countries that they were even forbidden to go into at one point. And then it says unto the uttermost part of the earth, that is everywhere. And so God's great commission is to reach the whole world, but it does begin there locally at home. Well, one of the things in these statistics that we've been talking about, I want to give you one more. And this one, I'm not sure what we can do about, but according to the survey, it says that 70% of all young people who grow up in church leave by their 20s. Well, Brother Jonathan, what do you make of that?
You know, I can personally say that I've seen this. Just a few years ago, we would average 21 to 22 children on Wednesday night. And, you know, what we were, a little Bible study that we were doing at the church. And now, a lot of them have hit their teenage years. You know, they're around the age 15, 16, 17 years old. And they've taken a loss, of the church. And I believe it's because of the world's emphasis on our children.
Yeah.
And I believe that, the church, you know, just to be honest with you, I believe that we've kind of come too comfortable in what we are and where we're at. And, you know, that we just, take them for granted that they'll always be there. And we don't show them the importance of Christ and the importance of church. And so when they reach the age of 20, you know, they would rather sit at home and, lay in bed or go to the lake or go do something fun than go to church because they don't know the importance of it. They've lost the meaning of what it was all about.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that, I'm always, thinking about is, when I was growing up, and I'm sure when you were, we didn't have the things that the younger people have today. We certainly did not have a phone in our pocket. Our phone was mounted to the wall with a big cooled-up cord that you had to pull. So we didn't have a mobile phone. We didn't have the internet. We didn't have video games. I had a few. I mean, later on, well, actually, when I was a teenager, there was no such thing of video games. But nowadays, younger people have all this access to all this technology, and they're occupied.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. If you don't occupy your child's time with the things of the Lord, they'll find a place to occupy it with. And it will not be in the things of the Lord. They'll occupy their time through video games, through movies, television, internet, all these things that they have there at their disposal. And one of the things that's really troublesome is the fact that every child does have access to the World Wide Web. And if you do not watch over your children while they're on the internet and know what they're doing, friends, they can be in a whole world of trouble.
Yes.
We have seen so many things that's happened because these young children getting these apps where they're allowing people to locate them. And they talk with them, and they meet up with them, and then the next thing you know, they're missing. And so we need to make sure that our children are being brought up the correct way. Listen, you're not supposed to be your child's best friend. That is not your job. If you're a parent, your job is to be their parent. And as a parent, it's your job to see that they are spiritually brought up under the things of the Lord. If you allow your child to say, well, I'm not going to go to church today. I don't feel like it, or I don't want to. I've got video games. I'm going to be, you know, playing with some other friends or something. That is when it's your time, your job to say, now, wait a minute. We're going to church. And if you have time after church, then you can play your games, but, we're going to go to church. And so, like Brother Jonathan said, these younger people, the leaving churches, the world's offering them so many things, and so they're taking the things of the world. And the devil will, that's the way he works. He'll offer things to draw them away from the house of God. Here at our church, we don't have a lot of younger people. We did at one time. But just like Brother Jonathan said, at a certain age, it seems they stray away. They may not have the parents at home that tell them they're going to go to church or make them go to church. And so they allow them to make their own decisions, and just like most young people, their decision's probably not going to be to go to church. And perhaps it is a failing of ours. Maybe we have said, you know, we've gotten too comfortable. with just thinking things are like they were when we were growing up, where that's all we had was church. And I've talked to my parents. My mother will tell you that's all they had was church. They didn't even have the things I had when I was growing up. It was church and it was home, and that was it. And so things have changed today. I don't know, Brother Jonathan, you have anything else to add about that?
No, I totally agree with you. You know, it was never an option for me. And I think we've come to a place where we allow the children to tell the parents what they're going to do. And when they get to a certain age, and we still need to have that emphasis on the children, that you know, that, and show the children, you know, we can talk all day long, but the more we show them by our actions, the more they're going to get from it.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, young people, they mimic what they see, and if they see you lethargic when it comes to church and you do not make church high on your list of priorities, you say, well, we'll go if we have time, or if this doesn't get in the way, we may go to church. If that's your attitude, then your children certainly are not going to be motivated to go to church. And also, if you do attend church and the first thing you do when you get in the car or you get home and around the dinner table and you start running down everything at the church, the pastor preached too long. So-and-so sung too loud, or they sounded terrible, or you start getting all these negative outputs about church, that's going to lead over into your children, too, in the way they think. And so we ought to be more of an encouragement. And, you know, church, and I say this quite often, my church members will tell you, I talk about it a lot, church is to come and worship, and it's not a place to be a spectator. You're not going to a movie. You're not going to a concert. You're going to a time of worship with the Lord. And so our thoughts should not be that we're sitting back watching something. We're participating. You're to be a participator in church, not a spectator. Mm. Well, if we would get our priorities right and our motives for being in church right, then we'll find that that would lead over into our children. Perhaps we would see some of these children staying in church if they would fall in love, or like Brother Johnson said, you don't want to fall, but be in love with the church. And listen, I know that the church will always be, God will always have a remnant. And he told Peter, he said, thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And that's true. Hell, the world, they're not going to prevail against the church, not the true church. But I want you to know the world today has such an influence on your children and upon church that we need to get back to the way things need to be. Well, Brother Jonathan, we've had some great conversations here over this week. Is there anything you'd like to say before we sign off for this last time?
Brother Byron, I just want to say that I appreciate you and I appreciate your ministry and your church. And then I think that what we've talked about this week is very important, but most of the thing, I've probably heard this all your life, you know, the church will stand when everything else is on fire. So, you know, when we look at these things, you know, don't be defeated, but always be encouraged, because no matter what, the church will prevail. The church will triumph. And praise the Lord, I'm glad to know that one day we'll all be together and we won't have to worry about all this anymore.
Amen. Well, friends, we've had a great time talking about the things of the church. We'll do this again. And if you want to give us some feedback, if you've been listening, just send us an email and say, hey, Brother Byron, I've been listening, and, you know, it's been a blessing, or Brother Byron, you need to really be quiet. Just give us some feedback. Go to holymanna.com, and you'll find our contact information there, and just send me an email. My email is just simply pastor@hbcknox.org. Well, we hope you're having a great week, and Lord willing, we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Bavelay Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.